use there. I feel when you're talking about your head.
Achy.
All right. Or I feel, would you say I feel as though, or I feel like my head would
I feel like my head would burst.
Okay. If you're talking about going somewhere, and you're not going to go unless that other person goes, you might say, I won't go.
Unless you do.
All right. If your daughter did not help you with the dishes, you'd say, she went off playing.
Hooky.
All right. You're trying to say that she's playing and she didn't help you. So mm-hmm. you would say, she went off playing in, how would you say that? All right, you might ask her, why did you sit around
all day?
And you might complete it by showing that she didn't help you. You might say, why did you sit around? You might ask the question, why did you
sit around all day?
All right, you'd say, why did you sit around all day?
Instead of helping me.
Okay, all right. A man is funny and you like him, so you would say, I like him
very much.
All right, and you're going to tell the person why, okay? So you would say, I like him.
Because he's a nice person.
All right. What else would you call him besides a nice person? If he's extremely funny, what might you say?
He's just a comedian.
All right. Have you ever heard of, did you ever say on count of or anything like that? Or did you always say because?
Because.
Okay. Can you name some churches, probably one of the largest Protestant churches in the South, groups of people?
Would it be the Baptist?
Right. Uh-huh. If two people became members of a church, you'd say they
belong.
All right. They belonged what?
To the Baptist church.
All right. In church, you worship who?
God.
Okay. When swearing, do you pronounce it the same way?
I don't swear.
If you've heard anyone who does swear, how would they say it?
Some says I swear to God, and some says I swear to Jehovah.
Uh-huh. And when they're using, not profanity, but when they're taking the name in vain, that's the way they call it. All right. If you were talking about a preacher, you might say that the preacher delivered a fine
sermon.
The choir and the organist provided good
music.
Oh, what a blank morning, and so forth.
Oh, what a wonderful morning.
Okay. Now, you might say that that music is
beautiful.
If you had to change a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday morning, you might say, church will be over
before I get there.
The enemy and opposite of God is called the
devil.
Do you know any other names that he was called?
Funny. Satan.
What about funny names or joking names?
The devil and Satan. That's all I know.
Did you ever hear any of these terms? Bad man?
The booger man?
I've heard the booger man.
You have? Did your parents use it with you?
They told me, Mama would tell me if I was ugly, the booger man would get me.
I see. What do you think people, people think they see at night to frighten them all in white?
Ghost.
Okay, do you call those anything else besides ghosts?
Some people call them spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And mysterious objects.
Can you think of anything else? What about a word like haints or haunts or any of those?
I have heard of the word haunt.
Have you?
But I never used
but
it.
But you never used it, okay. If there is a lonely house off on a dark road and people think they hear strange noises come from it at night, they might say, that's a what?
Haunted house.
Right. Or they may say, if they're talking about the weather, better put on a sweater, it's getting
cold outside.
Okay. If you had a